So where did you go to school?
Well, initially in Whitchurch. I went to the state school, and that didn't work out very well because I couldn't speak English. And I was teased mercilessly. I don't think you can call it bullying. It wasn't physical. It was just, they would call me names. Jerry was the favourite one because, of course, the war had just started, and they would run round pretending to be aeroplanes, as little children did in those days, with arms outstretched, making noises. And I was always the Messerschmitt, which got shot at. Anyway, it wasn't very pleasant, and the fact that I couldn't speak a word of English, of course, and no effort was really made to include me in the lessons. So every day at break time at 10 o'clock, I sneaked out through the gate and ran home. And this went on for 3 or 4 months, apparently, until nobody missed me for a start. But I was caught by my father's sister, my aunt, who came to visit my mother unexpectedly and found me sitting on the railway embankment watching the trains. And of course, she told my mother, and that was the first intimation that my mother had that something had gone wrong at school. And then they took me away from there and sent me to a small private school called Masefield House. And then that lasted for about a year, including through all the air raids and so on, which quite often we were caught either on the way home as the planes came over and the sirens went, and we were told, well, you go to the nearest house and ask them, can you shelter? Which we did on a few occasions. And then eventually Masefield House closed down and the whole school was transferred to another small private school, maybe 200 or 300 yards away, called Lamorna. And then I was there right up until the age of 11. So really I was in Lamorna school for maybe 4 or 5 years. Then I did my 11 plus exam, and by some quirk of fate, because Whitchurch wasn't part of Cardiff in those days, it was part of Glamorgan, and there were two schools on offer. Either there was Whitchurch Grammar School, or there was Penarth Grammar School, which is there over the road. And I think because my name started with S and they had too many people, I was put down to go to Penarth. Now, for anyone who lived in Whitchurch, being sent to Penarth was as bad as failing your 11 plus. So my parents then decided to send me to Christ College in Brecon, which is a public school. And I was there for the next 7 years.